Well, Huggy, how are you? This is
Hey,
it's the Mac and Huggy podcast.
hi Poppy, how are you?
Wow.
Hi, how are you?
Coming off guns a blazing. Making fun of the poor old grandpop.
I know you gotta get to bed soon.
I
It
do gotta
won't
get to bed
we
soon.
won't keep you up too late.
Oh man. You want to talk?
Did
You want to talk to
you have
someone?
rice pudding and watch Jeopardy tonight?
I did, man. I had a little bit of vapor rubs, on my back for my hurting back,
Yeah,
All the
did you
normal
that?
stuff you do as a grandpop.
Well, once again, to recap, Matt gave the exciting news that he was going to be a grandfather. First time.
Yes, first time grandpa. Actually,
We're very, very, very excited for you.
very excited. It's going to be a whole different world. I don't even know what the hell to do. That's going to be a girl, which is going to be harder for me.
Yeah. Well, you know what? No, I mean, I think you're just going to be, it's going to be great. You're going to love it.
I hear you. Oh boy, yeah.
I don't even know what you guys are
There he
talking
is.
about. We're talking
There he
about
is, Cabbage Head.
Hello,
Oh yeah.
It's Cabbage Head. How are you?
You don't say.
Oh my gosh. How you guys been? It's been a little while, I mean, so it's been a couple
I'll take the
weeks.
hits for this. I'll take it. I'll take it.
Everybody's sick every week.
It was sick, and then it's just with the kids, it's insane. I
Yeah,
can't.
it's a grueling schedule, man. I was there before. I understand
Yeah,
what that's like.
you know. Yeah, you got older ones now, so it's a little different.
Yeah, but man,
But I'm in the thick of it, man.
you got to cart them around here, cart them around there. It's a fucking pain in the ass.
I know. And it's just tough,
Yeah,
You
doesn't
know,
get
they
driving to college.
work the streets at night, and
Oh my
I picked them up,
God.
around
Come on,
one, and they're
Huggy.
tired.
Come on, Huggy.
They
Teasing.
gotta pay that
Oh,
rent.
no. I'm teasing. Come on.
Pay your share. Pay your share.
They work the streets after school. It's always during sunlight. Never in the evening hours.
Yeah,
they come home. Huggy's like, "Give me my money."
He is
Like a
Huggy,
pimp.
dude. He is Huggy, right? He is a
That's
pimp.
right. That's right. I have a background in the world of pimpdom.
He's the OG. He's the
That's
OG
right.
pimp.
Thank you.
True.
Yeah. Yep.
So what Apple had? Are you dating that girl again? You dating that girl?
But
That girl from the Mummers.
which one? No,
I don't
she's
know.
back at school, and we have not spoken since.
I mean, you got another month and it'll be spring break. Maybe she'll see her
That's
again.
true. That's true.
I think my wife said she wanted to come on the show and have an intervention with you,
No, there's no intervention needed.
Applehead.
Women hate when older men date younger women. Older women get upset. Younger women don't give a shit. It's like telling an older woman she can't date a billionaire. It works different ways on
Now,
each side.
Okay.
Do
If a
you
guy's
will
six
this?
foot four,
Yeah,
he's a
I hear you
billionaire.
on that. I hear
And you know
you.
what? Let me just finish here.
I
When older women date younger men, they make movies about it. Stella got her groove back. She's in a midlife crisis. She had some pool boy to clean her cobwebs. And that's okay. When a guy does it, all the broads get upset.
I
The
mean,
older broads, let's
if I can
say.
comment, half of all rock music songs were written about guys banging young girls.
Yeah, because they
Wow.
could.
Yeah,
Not all
I mean,
guys have that luxury. Not
no,
everybody
you're
has a huge head.
right. Now, this girl, do you think she'll get a job this summer or just go right to camp? Like, what
Well,
do
she
you
was a
think?
babysitter.
Oh man. Well,
She'll be babysitting.
so that's it. So it's over. That was just a mummer's day drunken escapade, and then it's over.
It was like a burning star.
Okay.
It
I mean, I told him, I'm like, dude, that was a win. I whatever happens afterwards, like if she kills you, you still won.
Yeah, right,
He
yeah.
like he won.
She killed me that night. I would have been like, had a smile on my face.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's been a fun ride.
I died a happy man.
You went out big. Yeah, you went out big.
I died with mummer's makeup on my face in costume.
Sex with her with mummer's fit costume.
Well, I had my costume on, and then there was a point where I realized, wait, I gotta take this thing off. I was wearing a wig, a hairnet, I had a top hat on, and then I realized, I'm like, wait, if I take this off and she sees what I really look like, is she gonna leave?
You're like, let's just love that you had a hairnet on.
I did.
What was that covering and protecting? Just curious.
You're like, let's just dim the lights a little bit more. Really dark in here. I can't see anything. Doesn't matter. I'm just going to put the flashlight up in you so you can't see me. And I can see
you. The next day, she was like, can you put the wig back on?
No, she didn't, did she?
Yeah, she did.
She wanted the wig back on.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys get pretty kinky, huh?
Yeah.
You know, what can you do?
No. But you know what? The Force was strong during ever since New Year's.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
You okay? You all right?
You break the seal?
Oh, well, I'm this is good.
I think you just don't give a shit.
Okay.
And the girls respond to that.
Okay. And that's your secret.
There is some truth to that. There is the it's the game, it's the chase. Yeah.
I was getting the little things here and there. It's like girls they must smell pheromones. Did we talk about this the last podcast?
I don't think so. Let me look at my notes. Eagles.
I just don't want
to. One position.
Man. Let me look at the show minutes.
I do.
Hold on.
Dude, I have notes. I have notes on everything. Hear the pages flipping? Hey, look, I can go
yeah,
back.
Yeah, I hear him. Yeah, back. No, you were always strangely organized.
April 22nd.
You didn't come across as an organized person, but you kind of were in your own weird sort of way.
Yeah, so I saw. I was calling Applehead and I didn't call him back. He called me and he didn't answer. And he called me back and I didn't call him back because I was going to tell him what I was doing. And I didn't know how you guys approved of this, but I didn't really care. So I went and I did it anyway. I went and saw Kid Chris.
Where?
You guys are like, how come you guys got all quiet on me?
No, I have no problem. I was listening. Well, why would I don't care about stuff like
well,
that.
Well, somebody from YSP, Diane, called me or texted me. She's like, I know it's last minute. Chris is coming into town. You know, you want to go out and get something to eat, you know, maybe at a sports bar. And I was like, oh, yeah, sure. So, so me and my wife, we walked to our house in the train, the other train, went to Chickie and Pete's, hung out with Chris. We were there for like 4 hours. And Diane.
Well, that's nice. Yeah. Why would I have a problem?
I don't know. We weren't mad at, were we ever mad at
him? No, I never had a problem. He was always nice to me.
Was I mad at him?
No, I don't think anybody. No.
I think I may have had one conversation with him in all the years that we worked together. Okay. Literally.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't the friendliest guy. Although I remember he asked me to go to see Iron Maiden with him when we were working there. I remember we went to Iron Maiden. I mean, like, he was fine to me. And in fact, he messaged me not that long ago, and it was very nice what he said. Like,
yeah,
I never had a problem. Never had a problem.
Yeah, me neither. But it was nice. It was good to see him. Like,
everybody on the show was great. You know, I got to know all the guys on the show. Thomas, I love Thomas.
He said they got rid of everybody.
Yeah. But
yeah. Open mic was always cool. Yeah. I seriously probably had one conversation with Chris. He just kept to himself. We down the.
You have bad Applehead. You have bad reception. Whatever, wherever you are,
he said about two words every time.
He can't even hear us. He's just talking over us.
No, he just keeps talking. Yeah, you.
Yes.
Yeah. You have bad reception. You're like breaking.
Oh shit! You know what? I'm in a hotel room. That's why.
What are you in a hotel room for?
I'm at Penn State.
Just always. I'm at Penn State.
I can see her with the binoculars across the the grassy knoll.
They wouldn't let me in the dorm.
They wouldn't let you in the dorm.
Oh my god. Visiting hours are over for parents.
Yeah.
Pedophile spotted near dormitory.
No, I'm in Atlantic City.
Okay. Yeah, so anyway.
What are you one of your little trade shows?
Yes.
Are you gambling are you gambling and doing drugs?
Well, the gambling part started.
Yeah.
The drugs didn't happen yet.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So you're in Atlantic City. That's always, it's a great time of the year to be there.
Yeah. It's like 30 degrees.
I always loved Atlantic City in January.
Oh yeah.
The pull beautiful was strong. Time. Yeah. You really had the boardwalk to yourself at that time.
Yeah, I think I have the casino to myself pretty much.
Why is it dead there?
It's not very busy.
No. Okay. Yeah.
This is the night before all the action happens.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Wednesday's the night that it all happens?
Well, the conference starts tomorrow.
Okay. You just there a little early.
Yeah.
How did you get there? Did your mom drive you?
Matt, that's mean. He biked there.
I rode my bike.
He used his 10 speed.
Man, is it cold out?
I need a new bill.
It took me 6 hours to get here.
Like, yeah, man, the City of the Shore bike-a-thon is not until the summer, not now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Oh, good luck. Hopefully you'll meet some conventioners, whatever they call these people. I have no idea.
Yeah.
You'll meet some of them tomorrow?
Yeah, they get out of the house. They get a little wild. They get out of the, you know, their normal work environment.
Nice.
Into the confines of where is the meeting at?
It's at Harris.
Convention Center?
Harris.
Harris?
Okay. Have fun. Sounds like a great time. I wish I was there.
Mm-hmm. I'll be in bed by like 10 o'clock every night. And that's late for some people.
Do you tell people you're Applehead or do you use your real
name? No, I'm
I went and I saw Black Pumas the other night.
Yeah, you texted us that. How was that?
Last Thursday. I mean, I know they have the one song, you know, Colors. You know, that was like a Grammy winning song. You heard that before? All my favorite colors. No.
No.
You don't know that song?
No.
You don't know the Black Pumas?
I've heard of them, but I don't remember the song.
I just sang it. That was spot on. Well,
your rendition didn't
All my
bring
favorite
any...
colors. You know that song?
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. Anyway, so it was definitely, there was all, both bands, it was a, I always say this wrong, Thinkable Planets was the opening band.
And oh my Black God, Pumas. They're like from 30 years ago. I didn't
They were so good, man. Like, I don't know. It was definitely.
I liked their first album. I remember that was pretty good. They just kind of fizzled.
Cool vibe going on, but everybody was, both bands were like, it was probably 90% Black people, you know, on the stage, but the whole audience was white. So I'm just like, where are all the Black people at? How come they don't come to these concerts? Like, this seems like it would, you know, cross over a little bit more, but there's really no crossover in that kind of environment.
Yeah. Thinkable Planets was always alternative leaning. It didn't really, they had a more alternative following at that time, which I imagine the Black Pumas do too.
Yeah.
What was the other opening band?
It was just those two.
Oh, I thought you said two opening bands. Sorry.
No, just, yeah, Thinkable Planets and then the Black Pumas. But they were good. I was like, I thought I was going to go there. I was like, man, I thought I only knew that one song by them. And then it was like every other song I knew. So I felt like, okay, I kind of know these bands because I do listen to, you know, music, updated music all the time. But what I wanted to say is, I think I'm going to start doing something on this, but I got to figure it out because I was pretty high when I was thinking about it. So, you go to a concert, right? And you're high, and all of a sudden you start thinking about something. Like, you know, you get sidetracked off the music, and you're thinking, "Oh my god, he's singing and we're supposed to be singing this part. And now we're not singing it. Now he's kind of mad. And he's not going to not do like a song we like, you know, or like.
It sounds like a stone thought. Yeah.
These weird thoughts that go through your head, but they die and you listen to music. And then you have like another weird thought. Like, it looked like there was a head on this because he jumped into the audience. It looked like there was a mask on the stage. And I'm just like, why is that mask up on the stage? I'm like, oh my God, maybe he used it when he jumped into the crowd. And now I'm analyzing this whole mask thing. And all of a sudden the head moves. I was like, oh my God, it's a bouncer. The bouncer was so big that you could just see his head. He was wearing black from down. I was like, oh my, I thought it was like a Jason mask. And
you sure you were just high?
Yeah, dude, I was high.
Okay, all right, okay.
I had one other thought, but I think about all these little things just you think about when you're watching music, when you should be paying attention to the music. But when you're high, you get so goddamn sidetracked, you know, that you start thinking about other things. Does that happen to you guys, or you never experienced that?
Yeah, that's why I don't smoke weed. That happens every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't gone to a show high in a very long time. But I can remember feeling the same way.
Yeah.
Here it is.
There you go.
I don't think I've ever heard this song.
No?
Yeah. Okay.
All of a sudden, that hip mask starts floating towards back.
No, there was other things, too. But I just think of, like, if I could write all of these things down, like, it would be pretty funny as to, like, being like, oh, this is my concert experience when I was high. And you could have, like, a whole big thing about it. Just about all the weird things you think about when you're high.
The man starts floating towards Matt, then he realizes he's getting kicked out by the bouncer.
or like the guy next to me, he was kind of leaning over and I couldn't really see, and I would like over to his right shoulder and he'd get freaked out. And then he'd go back over to his right shoulder and I was like, okay, I guess I'll lean over to the left. And then he would like want to see, and then he'd look to his left and he'd see me, and then he'd move over to his right, and I'm like, oh my God, dude, just sit in one spot. Like, just stop worrying about me, because now you're freaking me out. And at one point, I went down to reach because it was pretty tight. At one point, I went to go reach my phone. I hit him in the butt, and he turned around thinking that I grabbed his butt. And I was like, sorry about that. I was just getting my phone, you know? But it was just like, you
know. He's like, did you just grab my ass?
I kind of liked it.
And the last.
He just winks at Matt.
The last thought was this. They're up on the stage. They're playing for about an hour and a half at this point. And he's like old. There's a lot of old people there, older, and they left. And a couple other people left. But as soon as they left out the front door, you could smell like all the fresh air coming. You know what I mean? Because it was, you know, I guess because it was kind of cold, but you could, you know, feel that fresh air. And all of a sudden, he's like, okay, thank you. Good night. You know, and it was like, that was the end of the show. It's like, did he end the show because he knew people were leaving? So, that,
you know. Nah, they probably only have an hour and a half of material they could do.
Okay.
I think so. That sounds about right for like a band.
He's like, well, somebody shut the goddamn door. It's fucking cold.
You know, Matt, it's funny. Like, I do remember one incident for sure, or instance, where I saw Peter Gabriel. I think it was 93. And it was at the, it must have been the Spectrum. And he was touring on the Us record.
Great album.
Which had like Digging in the Dirt and Steam on it. He was touring for that record. And the guy next to me offered a joint. I was there. I can't remember who I was with. He offered me a joint. So I smoked it. I got really high. Like really high. So one of the props that Gabriel had on the stage was he had a tree in the middle of the stage. And he had that song, Shaking the Tree.
Yes.
Like there was another tree song. Yeah. And I kept staring at the tree. And I said, I've got to stop looking at the tree. Like I wasn't paying attention to other things. I was fixated on the tree in the middle of the stage. And he would swing on the tree, on the tree. And I just was like, oh my God, I've got, like, I closed my eyes at one point to not look at the tree.
He climbs to the top of the tree and brings down a coconut.
But it was was such an odd prop. You know what I'm saying? It was a you know, decent sized tree, and it was there the whole show. It just was so weird, and I was so stoned I couldn't stop looking at it.
Yeah, it's funny. I just think it's a funny thing that happens. Yeah. And like, but people don't smoke joints anymore at a concert. Like a joint.
No,
everybody vapes.
No,
you know,
not anymore.
So,
no,
but anymore. Like the person I was with, he brought in these two big joints. He was like, I'm going to bring in these joints. I'm like, how are you going to bring those in? He's like, oh, I got this tin can. I'm like, thinking to myself, they're never going to let you in. He's like, yeah, they don't care. He walks in, the guy opens up. He's like, you can't bring these in here. Yeah, you throw them away or put them in your car. And I was like, I told you, dude. Like, it was pretty obvious because nobody smokes joints at his concert anymore. Like, nobody.
Like, no, maybe no, for an not outside, anymore.
Maybe for an outside concert, maybe. But
like, all right, let me ask you this, Matt. When you have flown into a state where marijuana is legal, and now you got to fly back home and you have some of the weed left over, do you just leave it there or do you bring it back with you on the plane?
Well, let me tell you a story.
Sit down, son. I'm going to tell you a story.
Grandfather time.
Pull up a chair.
Stories with Grandpop. I went out to Washington State, and when I was in Washington State, because it's all legal out there, and I was like, I'm going to, I'll buy some, gummies out here. So I went there. We all went to the place, brought them home. I took them, and I was like, I'm just going to put them in with my mints, on the way home, because I think, no big deal. I got so paranoid, I was right at the gate, right about to go through security, and I got my gummies, and I just threw them in the trash. So I feel like if I'm going to a state that has it and I can buy it there,
mm-hmm.
if I can use it there, I'll use it. But mm-hmm. I feel like it's a no-brainer just to throw it away because I'm fucking coming home to a state where I can get it the same way. So I feel like True. I feel like I don't mm-hmm. want to chance anything. And I think mm-hmm. if you check bags, you can put stuff like I know people check bags and they put all their gummies in their check bags. They don't really care about that.
Yeah, but because people have told me, no, you can get away with it. And they don't care. They don't care. They're not looking for that.
Yeah, they are.
But then I get on the plane and I'm in jail.
Yeah. Yeah, to me, it's not worth it. Like, it's just the stupidest thing. Like, why would you do that? And they're going to check you at security. I don't know. Wouldn't even bother. I know people do it all the time, but I'm like, I'm not doing that. I just think it's stupid.
Like, if do they know a gummy, like, when they see it? Like,
what
if you put it in a bag? Can they tell?
I don't think they could, dude.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Like, how could they tell?
Yeah, and there's no dogs or, drug sniffing dogs there,
No.
Maybe if you went to, a foreign country, it might mm-hmm. be different, but I feel like when you're just going, domestically, I feel like it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But I never tried it, so I'm a little scared about that because I feel like it's not worth it to me. And I know in Seattle Airport, they have this like mailboxes. It says, "Put your weed in here," if you don't want to fly with it, and throw it, so you can get rid of it.
Hmm.
So I'm saying, throw it away here, so you don't fucking have to get in trouble.
Then somebody at the airport has the key to all those boxes and gets all free weed.
I like to apply for the new job for the weed guy, to throw it all away. Yeah. I don't need to get paid. I'm good. I'm gonna apply for that job.
I guess we should talk about the worst collapse in sports history. Certainly Philadelphia sports history.
Can you think of another team? Any sport, not just Philadelphia, any sport that had a season like that. I was thinking about it. I couldn't think of one.
I'll say this. The Cowboys weren't far behind the way they choked. you have to be honest. They choked hard.
Yeah, we choked harder.
I would agree with that.
I mean, we lost the last
week. But if you think about it, okay, here's one thing I'm going to say, and then follow this line of reasoning and then please chime in. All season long, every game was a challenge. They never looked overpowering against anyone. They pulled wins out.
Right.
But they were never a dominating team. And it was bound to catch up to them. Where the Cowboys dominated games. The Eagles never dominated one game. They pulled it out. They'd find a way to win, but it was always way too close with people that shouldn't have scored as much as they did. So to say that it was a complete surprise, I look back on it, I'm like, you know what? No. They were suspect all season long. It just caught up to them.
Yes. And I was cool to understand they weren't going to go much further when they lost, I guess, against Seattle or prior to that. I was like, that's it. It's done. So I wasn't really expecting much. But I thought at one point against Tampa Bay, when they had the ball, if they drove down that one time and got a touchdown, I felt like they could have turned around and won that game. But I feel like when we went to the Super Bowl last year, we lost a lot of people, offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators. And I feel, like maybe they just carried on what the guy taught them and they didn't know what to do after that. You know, they didn't know how to change it up, mix it up, make it different. Like Hurts can't run away from the blitz. Like you guys,
see the blitz?
They're pretty much saying, hey, we're going to blitz every single down. They pretty much blitzed every single down. They're just like, no, we don't know how to pick that up. We're just going to keep running around and acting stupid. Like, there's a way to pick that up.
What they do is the blitz is coming, so they throw the ball to Quez Watkins, straight up into the end zone. Quez Watkins caught, two passes the entire year?
Yeah, right.
I mean, what, you can't do a slant or something, like a little screen? The running back?
Oh, no, don't do a screen, because every time they do the screen, it never works.
Well, they called the screen pass like seven times that game, and it got nowhere every time. I mean, like, when the running back rolls out. And
Like a little crossing.
Like as a safety valve. Or just something different.
But it was fourth. Like, this is the one that blew me. This one I remember. It was fourth and five. They needed 5 yards. Then fucking Hurts throws it 25 yards down the fucking field to the end zone. Dude, Goddard was wide open 5 yards down the field. And that's all you needed. I don't know. I feel like he gets fixated on one receiver and he just keeps fucking throwing to that one receiver.
Yeah. And,
he doesn't spread it around.
The coordinators are gone now.
Well, my buddy texted me, he said, what is it, Brian Johnson?
He's gone.
He just got fired today, and I was like, oh, man. I was like, that's a shame. And he's like, why? And I was like, because they should have held a fucking public execution for that guy.
In some ways, he's the biggest disgrace, because people would kill to have the offense the Eagles have. When you look at it on paper, you have a great quarterback, a great line, you have good wide receivers, good running backs, good tight end. You're stacked, and we couldn't even do well with that. Yeah. So, yeah, he was absolutely a disgrace.
But Jalen Hurts was bad.
I think he was hurt all year, and I don't think anyone's ever really talked about how hurt he was. I think he played hurt all year.
He's hurt up in his head. He's a little sad.
He needs hugs.
But where's the fire? Like, where's the – I don't know. The team had no
– Sirianni lost control of the team. If you said you fired him, I could probably.
I'd be fine. I would have been fine with that.
He lost control of the team. He couldn't. The team was no longer playing for him.
No.
They weren't.
They were just
that defense was one of the worst defenses
Eagles
I've ever seen.
But it was really good in the beginning.
Can't even tackle.
It was good in the beginning.
It was really good. It was okay. Considering the talent they had, it was okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, the tackling, it's like that's 101, folks. It's like they weren't even trying.
They were like pushing them.
Matt Patricia, tell me they're going to fire him. Like, he sucks. What's his name? Desai. He was worse.
I think we should get rid of Hurts and get Dak Prescott. I think we should trade Hurts for Prescott.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
I would do that trade any day.
I want Belichick. That's what I want. We should have held out. Get Belichick in there. He'd fucking clean it up.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, who knows? But
yeah, he would. But he doesn't want to play for a big city. That's what he said. He doesn't want to play for like a big town.
That was the worst.
He doesn't want the scrutiny. He doesn't want. What's that?
That was the worst collapse, though.
Terrible, awful, disgrace, disgusting.
I mean, Boston's not exactly like, Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
I don't
know. No, I'm saying he doesn't want to go through that again. He he doesn't want to be under the scrutiny in a big city.
Well, you know, we're all like big cities.
He's already played in a big city. He doesn't want to go to a bigger one. I think he's like he wants to go somewhere that, you know, a little more chill.
Like Jacksonville?
The media isn't in your face all the time. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, well, sure, why not?
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Just not top 10 markets, you know.
I'll still – and then this is how my sports career has been going. I was like, you know what? I was like, I'm sad the Eagles lost totally. And I was like, I'm going to, you know, root for the Bills.
Yeah. I'm like, the Bills are going. I'm like, let me put some money on the Bills.
Hey, I can make that field goal every time, except I'm going to miss it right now.
I hate the Chiefs. Yeah. Like, there is – I will root for any team playing against if the Chiefs make it all the way. I mean, you have to root for Detroit. I don't know what's going to happen, but you got to root for
them. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't – San Fran is the enemy as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, me too.
Until they play the Chiefs, then I have to go for San Fran.
I hope San Fran loses – and then they just bitch about Detroit for the next year. Like they did with the Eagles.
Yeah.
Debo Samuel, George Kittle.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Who else was crying?
They all were crying. Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey.
Yep.
The Eagles beat us. I know they kicked our ass in the regular season, which is another anomaly. I don't understand why the Eagles didn't get fired up for that game.
Nah. It was nothing.
I mean, it was pathetic.
Because it was gone by that time. The whole thing was gone. It was gone.
Like, just didn't put in the second stringers.
They did, and that's when they started doing good. This is what blows my mind. Like, when you watch a Dallas game, when they started to come back, because they did start to come back in that game against Green Bay. And they weren't doing anything too spectacular. They were just like, pass, pass, pass. But everybody was open and they were going so fast. Like, why didn't they play like that, the whole game, Dallas? And why can't the Eagles just play like that? Why does every pass have to be a 60-yard pass?
Did you just fucking fart?
For me?
No, that was a duck. That's what I think about the Eagles season.
It was. It was pretty much that.
It was. I wanted to interrupt Matt, but it was too late.
Well, you did. You did interrupt.
Well, no, I wanted to say, Matt, just let me say one thing. This is what I think about the Eagles season.
But you were like 10-1. You're like, oh my God, they're great. And then that was it. Then they won one other game.
All right. You want to really?
Let's hear it. The funny thing is you're going to have to talk in your own shit for a couple minutes.
Man, that was juicy, whatever happened there.
I can go change my shorts. I can hold this phone away from my nose.
You know, it is funny, Lee. Every time I think to myself, how could you be with a girl that young? And then you do things like that. And then,
then you're like, you know,
it's really makes all the sense in the world.
It does, yeah.
Why he would relate to someone that's 20. Mm-hmm. Yeah. makes all the sense in the world. I've got another edition of, what's that feature we do?
On one condition.
That's right. Okay, yeah, we read a scenario. And then we ask man if Applehead would do it, and then Applehead tells us what he would do. Okay, this first one, you get $100,000, but for 1 month, your only nutrition is beef gravy. You can have water, but only gravy. You can't add anything to the gravy. You just must eat gravy. You can warm the gravy. It doesn't have to be cold gravy. But it would be gravy and beef gravy for an entire month.
You can't add anything.
No, nothing. Gravy.
Beef gravy, just drink it.
Yeah, you can have water.
Okay.
That's it. That's his only source of nutrition.
Can you have beer?
Just say no. No. Okay, water and gravy.
I would do it for that amount of money. I mean, my arteries up. We lost them.
Yeah, we did. Is he back?
No, he'll come back. His artery would clog up, you know?
You think after 1 month?
I don't know. They wouldn't be looking too good. Look what the guy did for McDonald's for 1 month.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. You know? Did you do longer than that or you just do 1 month?
Oh, I don't remember. Maybe.
Well, you know, not all gravies are unhealthy. I've seen some that aren't bad.
Okay. You get the low sodium kind?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. No, so you don't think your legs, your calves and legs are going to swell up really bad. You're very salty. You're not going to feel good.
No, you're not.
It's going to be eating gravy all day. It's disgusting if you think about it. It's nasty.
Can you do chicken gravy or is it just
no,
beef?
Only the beef gravy.
Only beef. Well, he's not here. We don't even know what he would say. So
we don't even know what he would say either. All right, so why don't we do this? We could pause it, and then I can move to a level of discussion about something that I wanted to have.
Okay.
And this is a maybe. I'm not saying I'm going to do this.
Oh, boy.
But for the first time in my life, I have thought about owning a firearm.
Okay.
And you know me. I'm not about things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I feel like our country is headed towards war, like an internal civil.
Wow.
And
wait, sorry.
Is he back?
I'm back.
Okay. All right. Okay. We'll go back to.
I think my phone got short circuited by the fart.
Killed your phone.
My battery quickly died.
I can see you at the Apple Store. Yeah, would you fart your phone? Yeah, yes. Yeah, we see this all the time.
Yeah, you're like, look at the burn marks around the microphone.
Yeah, the text said, don't fart on your phone.
So we were at the $100,000 mark of you'd be able to eat gravy for a month.
Yeah, did you hear that at all?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you can only eat beef gravy all month long. You can warm the gravy.
We already went through all the scenarios, so now you just have to make an answer because
for a month you would. I don't think you would be able to survive.
Yes,
yeah, I mean there's nutrition in there. It's some protein. You'd live.
Yeah,
yeah,
definitely protein.
Yeah, live long. Yeah, not enough.
And what about like you need to eat some vegetables?
No.
No, I mean no. It sucks. It's an inconvenience.
It's 100. You'll get 100
grand. Yeah, 1 month you're gonna have to suffer.
I'd probably die.
Oh, you wouldn't die.
You wouldn't die. You're gonna have water and gravy. People have lived on less for a month.
Look at all the starving kids in China. That wasn't funny, but you know, that was what my parents used to say all the time. You know,
yeah.
I'd bring that up.
Mm-hmm. I would say no. I don't think I'd live.
I think if you found a fortified gravy, one that had stuff, you'd be fine. There's fat. There's some protein.
Yeah, like, probably some sugar. Of, you know, like a jar of gravy.
Yeah.
That you would buy at the supermarket.
Yes. Correct.
I don't think I'd live. I don't think anybody could live for a month. If it was a week, I'd do it for a week.
Well, that's not the thing. It's all one condition. Yeah, one condition.
Yeah. For 10 grand?
100,000, no.
Yeah, this isn't a haggle. You're trying to haggle me down. This is the scenario. You said you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, no, I'm going to pass.
What if a doctor said you would live?
The doctor said I'd live?
Yeah.
I don't think I would. I don't think I'd be able to do it. I think I'd pass out.
Okay.
You know?
Oh, wow, man, he got real serious, didn't he, Huggy?
Yeah, I know.
I get low.
You get low what?
I think like my blood sugar would get so low.
Okay. Okay, so you won't do it.
All right. Okay. We're gonna move on.
Okay, pussy.
Took this one real personal. We're gonna move on.
He really did. I don't want to die.
Okay, this one you get $200,000, but for one year, twice a week, gay men will use your apartment for sex. You don't have to participate, be there, watch, but twice a week gay men will be in your apartment having sex.
No, I'm gonna say absolutely not.
$200,000.
No. Maybe not, he wouldn't even do it for $2 million.
Would you do it?
No.
Why? You're like, what, have sex with a gay guy?
Yeah, you don't even have to do anything.
I know, but I want people fornicating all over my house.
Wow.
What if they use my bed and stuff? I'm not good with that.
Wow. Hater.
I don't want anybody coming to my house for 2 months every week.
Twice a week. Not it's twice a week.
Mondays and Fridays.
Yeah. You can even set the schedule. How about that? I'll be flexible on the schedule. While you're at work.
No, because where are they gonna have sex? In my bed?
Well, yeah, obviously somebody's bed.
No.
$200,000. It's like easy money. You don't have to do anything.
I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say he's clean up. Yeah. If I'm saying no, he's definitely gonna say no.
Yeah. It's not even worth even asking.
Yeah.
Would you do it or no?
Applehead?
Of random people?
Well, I don't know. Do you know that many gay men?
He might.
Can I pick the gay guys?
No.
It's just some you trust more than others?
Well.
I'm sorry. I had a little bit of anal bleedage on your bed today.
You're going to spend $200,000 on new mattresses.
Yeah, my couch is disgusting already as it is. I
mean, which is perfect. And when they're after a year, you get a new couch.
I mean, for $200,000, I could refurnish my whole apartment.
That's some pretty good money.
But then it's
a new bathroom, a new bedroom.
Correct.
Yeah, but what if somebody steals something?
Nobody's stealing anything. That's not the part.
No, they're on the up and up. They're only there to have sex.
Somebody might be stealing some guy's butt virginity.
Maybe.
Oh, that's a low blow.
Bruce, can you keep it down in there?
You know, these are a couple of strangers. No.
You wouldn't do it.
No.
Okay, so it's a no. That's fine. Okay.
You know, you can't have random people just coming in your house and just fucking all over the place.
Exactly.
Even if they were like a guy and a girl.
That's why these things are what they are. Okay. You know,
like, it's not enough money. This wasn't enough.
This one is two. No, that's a year. This is a year.
A year?
Oh, but once again, you don't have to do anything. That's why I'm not giving you.
He's like, oh, hell no, a year.
All right, this next one is $2 million.
Okay, so now it's bigger stakes, bigger things.
You must pick one. Like, you cannot not pick one. There is no option. You must pick one. Yeah, Matt will like this one. You can either drop acid twice a week for 1 year or snort coke 3 times a week for 1 year.
Oh, my God.
Well, can I do both and I'll take no money? Is it free? Come on, dude.
Oh, you just described Matt's life.
Yeah. Sounds like the greatest thing ever.
No, I don't.
I do it for free.
I tried cocaine once when I was younger. That was it. I don't touch it now. Would he do it or which one would he pick?
No, which one he would pick. He has to pick one.
Oh, he would snort coke. You'd be addicted. I mean, it's good at Betty Ford, but you know.
I feel like he'd take the ass because I feel like he's too scared of coke. I think coke scares him more than acid.
No way, dude. Acid scares. Just the name of acid scares people. You know, because acid bad trips, but you could have, you know, be a good time, dude. Like, you have to, like, are you like tripping balls? Or are you doing a?
I'm not getting into your lingo. It's just a surface question.
Is it just like one?
Don't do a deep dive.
Okay. Then I'm gonna say he's doing the coke.
Coke. All right. Okay.
What do you say, Augie?
I don't know. I really don't know, honestly. Like, he's talked before about how Coke has scared him.
Which one would you do?
We never really got into an acid discussion.
I know which one you would do, Huggy.
And you would be correct.
Yeah.
Without even hearing your answer, yeah. You'd be right.
Yeah. Either one would be fine. But I know which one you would
No, pick. I'd pick one.
I know which one
you I know pick. Which one I'd pick.
So do I.
You'd pick the other one.
Can I alternate? Can I do like acid 1 week and then coke the next week?
No.
It's
no.
The Coke and Acid Show. With special guest, Applehead.
Cokey and Trippy.
Snorty and Trippy.
Snorty and Trippy.
Yeah, an Applehead. Which one would you pick?
Or Drippy and Trippy.
yeah, or Lines and Trails.
If I did acid twice a week for a year,
yeah,
dude, you'd be fucking insane.
You wouldn't.
You would be insane.
No, you wouldn't.
Like after, every week you're tripping balls.
Twice a
you
week
like, you better be in a good mood.
Just go to concerts.
You
could
have like a bad day, and then
I'll
you
go
take
to
some
concerts
acid.
Twice a week.
Yeah, I have to go to a concert.
Yeah.
Coke, he'd be a mess. He'd either be a complete mess or fucking nuts. So, which is the lesser of both evils?
Yes.
Now you're asking some of the right questions.
Mm-hmm.
And Coke, he could always be like, hey, girls, you want to come over? I got some coke in my house.
Right. Or you can find the hippie chicks and be like, you want to do some acid?
Yeah. Yeah, but on acid, you'd probably be like, this is so weird.
Like, oh, it's a fun experience.
And then when you're doing coke, you're like, holy shit, my dick is the size of a peanut.
Oh my gosh.
It's not working.
It's not working.
But I could talk forever. Oh my God. Oh, I'd have to, you know what? I'd have to say coke.
Okay. Wow.
I'd probably hate myself.
Wow. Yeah, you would.
I'd get paranoid.
Wow. Okay.
Well, you're paranoid either. What's worse? Paranoid when you're tripping on acid, or paranoid?
Well, the
when
only
you're...
thing is the coke would wear off quicker. You know,
true.
Would wear off. Yeah, yeah. It would wear off quicker.
It's true.
all right, this one's kind of interesting. You are given a life of wealth and all the finer things: foods, wine, travel, women.
You have to have sex.
Tons of money, beautiful homes. You're world famous.
Jeez.
But you can never have sex again.
Oh.
Or you stay in your current life of disappointment and mediocrity.
Well, what's the difference?
Have sex.
In both scenarios, there's no sex.
And get it when you can. You know, not like you get more. It would just, you would stay in your current state of being.
So the
okay,
never mind.
Okay. So he's going to be where you are now. Well, not, you're not a disappointment.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. We know
in his
that.
current situation.
Or you could have all the luxuries of life. Can you pleasure yourself?
Yes.
Can you hire two girls to be in the room while they're pleasuring themselves while you pleasure yourself?
Can both girls be under your balls?
But as soon as they touch you, then it all disappears.
Yeah. Correct. So I'd say, Matt, your initial scenario, I would approve that.
Okay.
Girls, I got to submit this in for approval. Hold on one second.
I don't. First of all, so I don't think he could do that. What I just said, and not touch those girls. So I'm going to just say he wouldn't do it. I think he would keep his current lifestyle. And I think I would too.
It's tempting.
I mean, you might as well become a priest.
Really rich.
But you've lived, you know, you've had sex.
Yeah.
Not going to get any better. Oh, the idea that you could still have, I mean, I guess it's possible, but it's not probable.
Okay.
But yeah. I am getting to the point where luxuries sound really nice.
Yeah, but if you have all that money, you can get anybody you want. You're just like, ah, it would be so easy. Those 21s would come in, just like the breeze would blow the tree on Peter Gabriel's stage.
Come on in, girl. My mansion. I got a bag of Coke.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. He won't do it.
So the minute that you have intercourse,
yeah, it's over. You lose everything.
It all disappears.
All gone.
You could be living in a mansion.
Yep.
In the Hollywood Hills.
Yep.
Yep.
You pull up in your Ferrari or your McLaren or whatever.
Yeah, whatever car you want.
And then you walk over to the canyon. You look at this beautiful view
mm-hmm.
of all of Hollywood Hills. And you're like, I'll never have sex again.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That is
and then
correct.
You just jump off the cliff.
Well, that would just be stupid. Or you just go to the doctor and get your penis removed and you don't have to worry about it and become a eunuch.
Yeah, I would get like an urge control drug or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would just do acid every day.
Yeah, I wouldn't even think about sex.
Yeah. No.
Ah, yeah.
You wouldn't do it. Like, okay.
No. No way.
There we go.
Okay. I have one extra special one. It's kind of a short one. I don't usually do five, but this one was kind of, I think it's an easy one. You get $1,000.
It's like extra credit.
Exactly. That's why it's short money. $1,000. You have to sleep with a morbidly obese stripper named Orca one night.
$1,000.
For $1,000?
Yeah, one night.
Morbidly obese?
Morbidly.
Yeah. He would do it
for $1,000 one night. He would do it.
Yeah,
I agree. I think he would do it.
Orca, would he take like some herring out and throw it in her mouth?
Herring. What a great fish!
I'm visualizing this. And I'm getting sick of my stomach. $1,000? Then I might as well just be a prostitute.
I mean, it's one night. And don't read into it.
Why is her name Orca?
Because she's big as a whale, dude. Come on. She's morbidly obese.
Like, are you listening?
She's a killer whale.
Yeah, she's enormous.
You caught her deep sea fishing. No.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
I'm just picturing Orca.
Yeah. Would you, Matt?
And my parents, if I was like,
well, no, not if you weren't married. I mean, you know, not that. Like if you were in his situation.
Yeah, $1,000. Why not get drunk?
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
how old is she? She in college?
She could be whatever.
Yeah,
the age is unimportant. Yeah. I've slapped no age on it.
No, I'm still
one night.
Orca?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just one night.
When they bring her out on stage, that's what they call her.
After you're all done, you're just laying in bed and you're laying on your back. And she rolls over to cuddle and she kills you.
Whatever. I mean, it is what it is. Yeah.
Die with $1,000 cash in your hand.
He already said no. He already said no.
You're laying on my arm. Yeah. I would like to get on the bottom if that's possible.
Orca, you just lay there. I'll get on top.
Damn, Huggy, you're fucking demented sometimes, dude. But it's funny. It's very funny. So very good.
Yeah, I know. I have problems. Yeah. I knew that.
Would you hug him?
Yeah.
Yeah. You would do it?
I mean, $1,000. How many go arounds are you really going to have? Yeah. Two at most. I think you're.
Rounds.
It's an easy night. It's an easy night.
Rounds? I would have more. I'd be done. Huggy's going.
Huggy's
going in twice, dude. Good for you, dude. You're the man.
What I'm saying is. I'm saying if you have to spend the night, at most it'll be twice.
Yeah.
At most.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's going to get tired.
Oh, my God.
You saw this cardio, are you?
Who wants a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Jesus Christ.
How about some chips?
Okay, well, there's another addition on one condition. Another condition, another edition of one condition, I should say.
I would have
Huggy did bring up a good point though when you were gone, Applehead, that he said he was thinking about owning.
Oh, wait, we should do it for next week. Why don't we hold off on that for next week?
Okay.
What is this?
No.
We'll talk about it. I said for the first time in my life, I was thinking about getting a firearm.
So we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, we'll talk about my reasons why. Should I do it? And would you do it?
Okay. That'll be good.
That'll be. Yeah, exactly. A tease. Yeah. A cliffhanger. Very good, man. Excellent.
Applehead, where are you at? In the casino? Did you go down to the casino?
Wait a minute.
Are you?
Oh, orca.
I'm in a hotel with the orca.
That's an orca. Oh my god.
Whale noises.
That's a whale, dude. An orca is different.
Orca's boating.
Oh,
that's terrible.
On the other hand, I went out to Florida. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Okay, good. Wow. You better get in there, Matt.
Yeah,
you take care of business.
Yeah, I just finished that book, the Dave Grohl book. I think it was called Storyteller. Did you guys read that?
Yeah. No, oddly enough, I'm reading the Sly Stone memoir that just came out, and I was looking at Dave Grohl one. And I thought I would read that next.
Dude, you have to read it. It's really good.
The Sly Stone one is excellent. Too,
is it?
By the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe yeah. I'll check that one out. But that was, yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
It was definitely good. And there's one point in it when he talks about Ozfest. And it's pretty funny, dude. Like, you read it. Like, you'll read it. And you'll be like, oh, my God. I just feel like I can relate to him on so many levels, that guy. Like, Dave Grohl. I think
he never played Ozfest.
He did,
right?
He did play Ozfest.
He did?
Yeah,
with the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, and that was the whole thing. He's like, how the fuck can I play fucking Ozfest? He's like, I'm the Foo Fighters. These are like heavy metal gods, and you know, yeah, you got to read that one part. Is pretty interesting when he talks about the whole Ozfest, because I think we interviewed him during Ozfest, right?
We interviewed him a couple of times, and it could have been, yeah.
Yeah, it could have been.
We interviewed him at least twice, and maybe it was when it was Ozfest was one of them. Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, I think it might have been.
And he was real nice. He was super nice both times.
Dude, nicest guy. And like when you read his books, you're like, cool. He comes off like the same kind of guy. Like when you met him, you're like, okay, this guy's pretty cool. So
yeah,
check that one out.
All right, sounds good.
Huggy, you all right? You seem like you're like, are you high, Huggy?
Wait, I hold on. I want
no,
to say
no,
this
no, no, I'm not high at all.
No,
I'm fine. No,
I think drugs. When you get high, you start talking a lot slower than normal.
Oh,
and midway through the podcast, I thought, I think Huggy's high as hell.
Don't most people? I feel like I'm not the only one. I think that's a pretty common side effect.
Yeah,
your speech gets slowed down. Yeah. You know, we all turn into, hey, man.
Yeah, you definitely get stupid. Not you, but people, when they do it, and I'm not high, and I watch them, I'm like, dude, your intelligence went down like 20%. Like, what the hell happened to you, man?
Exactly. That's how it hits everyone.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, Applehead. Always been on black. Remember that.
Yes. Black don't crack.
Yep. We'll see how.
Said that.
We'll see how it goes. This is actually what an orca sounds is.
That's when you hit a G spot right there. Go.
I never knew
all the windows like shatter. All the windows shatter.
That sounded like a horror movie.
It did. Yeah. It sounded frightening.
Oh my god!
All right. Well, good luck with Orca, and we'll talk next week.
Okay. Good luck, guys.
God bless.
And follow us on Instagram, Matt Huggy Applehead Podcast, and we're also on Facebook. That's the only two forms of social media that we use.
Okay.
That's right.
Maybe we'll find the link to the podcast there.
Maybe we'll be on more. I'm going to try to reinvent myself this year, and I'm going to be more social media guy. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
That sounds great. That's
thanks for not laughing at me about that, guys. I really appreciate that.
No. Yep.
Oblique. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Stranger things have happened.
No, they haven't. All right.
Okay. Good night, y'all.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.